Here's the scenario. You have the money for a renovation, but many common construction materials are selling for double the price that they were back in early 2020, double or triple or even quadruple. Question, should you proceed with that reno or wait until prices go down? So here to help answer that question is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
And I know you've done some of your own renovations yourself. You're talking about your tool belt and keeping some tools handy, but I know you've also had others do the work for you. A lot of people are thinking about renovating right now, but it is expensive, as you point out. Do you expect prices of material and labor to keep on rising?
Yeah, I do, at least for a couple months, if not more. The demand for construction materials in 2020, they surged mostly due to the DIY type of renovators. But now we got the developers, they're back. They delayed construction projects last year, but now they're making up for lost time, and they're literally buying tons of building supplies. On the supply side, it isn't business as usual just yet. And like most industries, forestry was affected by COVID. Some mills shut down, or due to social distancing rules, they had to function on a skeleton crew, which negatively affected their ability to produce products. And just like many things in life, the high demand combined with the low supply is what caused prices to increase dramatically.
Okay, so what advice would you give someone then who is thinking about doing a renovation? Put it off? Should you wait or just dive in?
Yeah, so I'm contemplating this at the moment as my wife really wants me to build a patio with an awning in our backyard. And when discussing her plans with the neighbors, of course, they're encouraging us to go for it, arguing that prices never go down because of inflation. A statement that I actually agree with most of the time, but not necessarily in this case. So as you mentioned, I do a lot of renovations, and early 2020, I was able to buy like a 2x4 for about $2.50. And now it costs closer to $9. But I just don't think that these prices will remain this high. So whenever there's a price surge in a commodity like lumber, typically the suppliers ramp up production to take advantage of the high prices. But for the past year, they couldn't due to the pandemic. Now that we have the vaccine, the mills should be fully staffed and working overtime to catch up with the demand and take advantage of the high prices. And eventually that shortage of materials will dissipate, at which point prices should fall. How long the wait is and by how much prices will fall, like that, I don't know. It really depends on the demand and how soon our supply chains get back to normal.
Okay, so you're looking at the 2x4s, the $250 to $9. Is your wife going to get a new patio by the summer?
Yeah, you know the saying, happy wife, happy life. So she's going to get a new patio. But, I have plans to keep things on budget. So one thing to think about is the materials. Not all of them have dramatically jumped in price. For example, the awning. I'm going to put that up, or I'm going to have someone put that up. And while it is more expensive than a year ago, I think it is manageable. And in terms of the patio, I'm open to substitutions. Wood prices have skyrocketed, but composite material prices, which tend to be durable and easier to clean and typically more expensive than wood, they right now they've sort of caught up and they seem to be a better deal. So that's what I'm going to use. So it pays to be flexible when considering materials. In my last reno, which I did about a year ago, when shopping for patio materials, for the exact same product, same quality, same everything, just by simply choosing a different color, I saved myself 40%.
Okay. Now, what about, it wasn't bright pink or something like that, was it?
No, all the colors are nice. I mean, they're not going to make ugly colors, just not as popular.
I was just wondering to what extent you compromised your original choice. But okay, what about things like installation or labor costs?
Yeah, labor is typically 40 to 50% of a reno's budget. However, with the help of my neighbor and YouTube videos, I'm going to keep the cost down by building the patio myself. That said, I'm taking on a small project, just a patio renovation. If I were considering a large renovation, an extension or something major, I would actually try to push off that project until I saw the price of construction materials sort of normalize. It might take some time, but the supply chain will get better, prices will go down, and they'll work themselves up. So likely won't go back to 2020 prices for materials like lumber, drywall, copper, etc., but they shouldn't stay as high as they currently are.
Okay. Well, you mentioned supply chains earlier, Mark. How are supply chains affecting prices?
Well, our supply chain is very reliant on globalization. So you can have parts coming from all over the world, China, Europe, South America, all for one machine or one product, and they're all assembled and then sold. However, if there's a disruption in any one of these supply chains, a manufacturer could just be missing that last widget, and then it completely halts the process, and the item can not be sold. So right now, the world is awash with supply chain issues due to COVID and shutdowns and all those other things. Now, they will dissipate, but until that happens, you can expect to pay a premium or see fewer sales or not as good sales on things like cars, bikes, technology, appliances, building supplies, even pets.
Even pets. Okay. Anything people can do to take advantage of the supply chain disruptions?
Yeah. A lot of used items are fetching top dollar. So again, I'm just thinking about myself. I'm into mountain biking and I need a decent bike, which if I were to buy new costs around $3,000 to $5,000. But bikes are similar to cars. Their value really drops significantly after a couple of years. So whenever I buy a bike, I never buy new. I always try to buy a 2 to 3 year old bike. And I usually try to get it for under $2,000. But due to supply chain issues, bike inventories are extremely low. Like the waiting lists are like over a year. So people who are selling bikes, used bikes, they're getting similar prices as what new bikes used to cost. Cars as well. New dealerships are not offering very good promotions, so the used car market is selling for a premium. So bottom line, if you have items that are in demand and are currently affected by supply chain issues, now is a great time to sell because you're getting top dollar.
Okay, that's an interesting sideline on that too, just in terms of bicycles and cars. But let's go back to the renovation, shall we, for any last advice for someone looking to do a reno? Like you're doing with your patio, you're going ahead with it with some different materials.
I mean, there's always ways to save money. When I'm doing a renovation, it's often worth going on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, and you can sometimes get materials for really cheap. So again, my last renovation, I needed a big window, and they're extremely expensive. But I ended up picking up a gently used, highly energy efficient doors and windows, which are expensive, and I paid about $400 for a large one, and if I were to buy it new, it would cost $1,000 plus tax. Because the thing with renovations, people who are doing the renovations, what they're often just listing things because they want to keep those things out of the landfill, and they just want to get rid of them fast. So they usually sell really good quality, slight, gently used stuff for really cheap. And the last thing that I'm doing with my patio, I am doing the patio, I'm getting the awning done, but I'm not planning on buying patio furniture yet. Furniture is one of those things that are hit hard by the supply chain. There isn't any stock. If I were to buy it, I'd have to pay a big premium. So I'm going to use my old furniture just for one summer, and then hopefully everything works out and shop again next year when things are back on sale.
What about a fire pit or something? Or have you already got one of those?
Yeah, I'm afraid to say yes to that because my wife might be listening. So...
Well, we have to spend more time outdoors. It might be, next winter as well. You could be planning ahead because you never know what the price is going to be next season. Hey, exactly. This has been some great tips, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth, and he joins us every week at this time. Now, if there's a question that you'd like Mark to answer, maybe it's a financial question, something we can discuss here on air, feel free to contact him, markting@gmail.com.